You know, I was just curious, Willie, how did you and Jackie get together?
The first time I met you, I think, was over Johnny Bush's house or somebody's
house. That's right, yeah.
And you came by, you couldn't have been over 15 or 16 years old.
Yeah, I was.
And he was already, you know, playing so good that none of us wanted to hang out with him a lot. You know?
Oh, he was like that. You mean he was so good you didn't want him to sit in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
it was
terrible.
Embarrassing, you know, to have to follow Jackie.
So the only thing to do was hire him and keep him quiet.
That's the only thing I knew to do.
So you did that, and it's what evidently worked out.
Finally, after all these years, I finally figured out how to control him.
Well, he must have been around when you made that record of Stardust, because that was a landmark record for you, wasn't it?
Well, it was in a lot of ways, because all those songs, you know, were pop standards. People call them pop standards, but I did it as a country artist, and every song in there was a pop standard, from Stardust to Moonlight in Vermont to
All of Me.
Yeah, Georgia. And it stayed in the country charts for over 10 years.
So
that, you know, it confirmed a lot of my earlier beliefs that music is music and there's no such thing as boundaries and labels, that everyone likes everything if they hear it.
If anything would stamp you as a not only a country artist but a jazz artist, I mean, I think that one did it. I think everybody loved that, and they still do.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song.